Normally, when you talk about a subject, especially where you're trying to convince people that maybe they need to do things differently than they've done it in the past, one of the first things you do is lay out, well, what's the nature of the problem? You know, what is your motivation for doing things differently? These days, when you talk to employers about really stepping up their game when it comes to sexual harassment, you really don't have to say a whole lot because there's been so much going on lately. And I think we're kind of in the same world when we talk about workplace violence. So just, I summarized, you know, just some of the more recent events. I did not include the number of people that were killed because I thought that would just be morbid, but I just wanted to convey that there seems to be a whole lot going on. It seems to continue to go on, and you may be looking at this, Liz, and going, well, those aren't workplaces, but aren't they? They were a workplace for somebody, and so I suspect that maybe some of you in the room have been touched by an event at some point, if not directly, maybe indirectly, and especially for the lawyers in the room. There was an event that occurred back in 1993 that really shook some of us to our core, and it had a Texas connection to it. So the backstory on this is there was an attorney up there working for EDS out of their Plano headquarters office. It was a 36-year-old labor and employment attorney. She was scheduled to take a deposition of a former EDS employee who had worked out there in California. And so, as attorneys often do, she picked up the phone and called a different law firm in San Francisco and asked if she could borrow one of their conference rooms as just professional courtesy in order to take this deposition. So in the months prior to the deposition, this attorney had asked one of the EDS legal department employees, who was now a law student as well as an employee, to do some briefing for her. And as a reward for the work, the attorney had asked the clerk if she would like to attend her very first deposition and get a trip to San Francisco to boot.